Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import, now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1424, recorded July 9th, 2013. Ratings, schmatings. The GizWiz is brought to you by Audible.com. To download the free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, you found it. The same dumb show again. Hit it.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo Laporte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
I'm learning pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now!
Here comes the thrill cam!
No!
Frozen in space.
Ran out of thrill cam juice and it's stuck right there. It's stuck. Leapt in space.
Oh.
It was the hyperspace. That was pretty amazing. It traveled at light speed.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Somewhere deep within the building of Twit, Burke is slamming his face into the table.
Should we try it again? Take two? All right. I'll be right back after this word. All right. I'm going to drive it backwards. So it's still working, right?
Yeah, it's the. Right. Yeah, it's a little
flaky.
Glitchy.
Do you think it's the are we having trouble with the warp engines?
Yeah, it's.
Oh, that's Star Trek? Oh, no wonder. What do they call hyperdrive in the Star Wars universe?
There's
hyperspace? All right.
No, you what?
All right, ready.
The other way.
Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to stop it with my behind.
The thrill cam.
Man, that thing really, really can leap through space and time.
I mean, it's pretty realistic, doesn't it?
That gets to point A to point B without being anywhere in between. That is truly, I think, called Dr. Einstein.
Yeah.
I think we've just proved his theory of hyperspace.
Ivity. Yeah.
Jason, was that NASA video that you snuck in there?
Look, there it is.
Yeah, this is this is actually happening right now in the
right.
Wow.
These are the new rockets after all the government cuts.
You might think it looks like it's not going anywhere, but what you don't understand is that is a vast distance.
Uh-huh.
That is billions of miles. It just looks like it's a small area. It's going very, very quickly all the way towards that pipe in the corner.
Yeah. Well, it left Disneyland about an hour ago, and it's just about to Petaluma.
It's slowly getting closer.
Wow.
What the hell?
Wow, it's just...
Oh, boy, this gets better every week.
You can't outrun. I just want to say, you cannot outrun hyperdrive.
Yeah, no.
Wow, that was an amazing experience. Did you feel when the time dilation happened, did you feel as if you were being turned inside out?
You know what? It was, Leah, I was sitting here, and like Myra was here, then she was gone.
Yeah.
And then she was back.
That's right.
And I said, Myra, it's the time continuum. And she said, no, I just went to the bathroom. But it looked like it looked like time shift.
You'll wonder where your sidekick went when you reach the space-time Pepsodent. So let us say hello to everybody all across the universe
in every galactic quadrant. Welcome. Yes. Welcome to this distant spiral arm of a little-known galaxy we like to call the Milky Way.
Yes.
And a little planet, about the fourth planet out from the sun, we like to call the Earth. And this is a show that represents all that the civilization, the pinnacle of Earth civilization, 25,000 years of evolution have led to this and FedEx. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you our host, Dick T. Bartolo.
Leah, how you doing?
I am sweating up a storm, and I don't know if that's because we were doing the twist earlier or just traveling through space and time. But
I think it's probably a combination of both and the excitement in the studio.
It's palpable.
Yeah. Yeah, something is.
I'm having palpitations right now.
Wow.
This is probably one of the few podcasts in the world that will just stop and do that.
Absolutely.
Just stop, I think, and have a dance party
in the world.
You never know when the dance party's right around the corner.
Podcast with guts.
Dick is like Dick Clark in many ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I passed on 3 years ago, but I still come back to do the show.
So, do we have some gadgets this week? Are you still doing stuff from the CES?
One more. The CES line show.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Did something explode or what?
Yeah, that was me.
I shouldn't have eaten all that popcorn, I think.
I'm very. Yeah.
Just stay away from open flame for the time being. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yes, back to the CE line show for one final video. And it's a fun thing, and I think kids will like this. And the company says adults will like it, too. So let's run that bit of...
Hey, Dick T. Bartolo, Mads, Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz. We're at CES here at summertime.
Love these guys.
A fun booth called Little Bits. And these are the little bits. They're little bits of geeky fun. And Ethan here is going to help explain about his little bits. So, Ethan, show me how these guys go together.
Absolutely. So the key to Little Bits is a special magnetic connector that we have that won't let you put things together the wrong way. So if you watch, they'll just push each other away if you're doing the wrong thing, and snap right together if you're doing the right thing. So you can really quickly make some simple interactive circuits.
So what did you just make? Was that a volume control kind of thing or a rheostat?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
And if you want to, you can do the same thing, but swap in something mechanical.
For a layperson, so that's a good description.
We've got a vibrating motor inside this bell here.
Oh, that's great!
And we've got a lot of other things.
Is that a motor?
Yeah, here's one of the motors.
Let me put my finger on. Is the motor turning? Oh, it is turning. Yeah.
And what we suggest is that you use our stuff with craft materials to make things come to life. If you look at one of our demo projects here, it gives you maybe a better idea of what we're trying to do.
We're trying to pinch the tongue on a cat?
And is this actually a kit with all the parts in it?
Yeah, absolutely. This is our starter kit. And this contains a bunch of different modules, and we also have some supporting materials that come along with it, some special project ideas and stuff like that.
And Ethan, how much is the starter kit, and what does it use for power?
That is $89. We sell it on our website, littlebits.cc, and it comes with an included 9-volt battery, so you can get started right away.
Perfect. This is really great fun for kids. Little Bits. I think NASA actually started with, they had the bigger kit. Dick T. Bartolo, Mads, Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz with another one-take theater. We're going to look for more stuff. Bye.
And, of course, Dick never found anything else, and so that's the last story.
The last we heard.
Yeah.
You know, you don't remember that I did Little Bits like 2 years ago or a year ago on this show as my gadget of the
really
week. You just forgot.
I did forget.
Yeah. No, I think they're cool.
Yeah.
And in fact, I've bought a number of kits, and I gave some for Christmas presents either last year or the year before. Yeah. Really great idea. They really do teach you. They're not, you know, I mean, there's no soldering involved, and but the idea is the magnets really do teach you how things can interact, and they have a variety of projects. Littlebits.cc is the website.
Yes. Yeah, so what is CC for? Because they're in
card,
Union Square.
I believe. They're in Union Square?
They're in Union Square.
What is CC? Cayman Islands? I don't know. Carbon copy. I don't know. We could probably find out. I mean, there is this thing called the internet now where you can look stuff up.
No, because...
Cocos.
Coke,
a person
what?
There emailed me and said, oh, you stopped by our booth. And
it's an Australian territory.
There. Australian. Yes, you Cocos said, well, we're in Union Square if you want to stop by.
Yeah.
Cocos is there a Keeling Island?
Is that wild?
Yeah.
Hmm. Now, I don't know why they use CC. People are saying it's the next.com. I don't think so. I don't think so. But I'm sure that littlebits.com wasn't available. So.
Oh, that, you know, that's probably.
Cool. No, I think that is the greatest thing. And I would love to see more electronics projects kits. They sell those on Adafruit and many of the other sites that we've talked about in the past.
Adafruit.
Love Adafruit.
That charging cable.
All right. So that was gadget number one.
Gadget number two. Now, a few weeks ago, you showed something that JAMA B had brought in. The Energizer light with fusion technology.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
And, of course, that made me jealous. So I went out and found something from Energizer that is a 3-in-1 light project.
Curses. Foiled again.
Exactly. So it is their 3-in-1 LED flashlight. So up at top, it has your regular flashlight. If I shine it up here, it'll line the camera, but why not? And then it has the side panel like yours had. I'm gonna hold it up to the big camera, Jason. It won't be so bright.
Yep.
But Leo, what JAMA B's did, and I didn't realize, is that when you hold the power button, it becomes totally dimmable so that you can bring it all the way down and make it into a little night light if you like. And with this particular one, I'll shut that off, it has a tripod in the back so that you can set this up inside a tent and have an area light, or you can aim it toward a job, and the head of the flashlight is movable so you can aim it at whatever job you're doing. So it's a great little vacation light because you can use it as an... Oh, yours is... Are you dimming yours?
No. I'm just pretending to.
No, come on. Turn it on and then turn it on once.
I don't even know how to turn it on.
In the back. In the back.
Okay.
Okay, now hold your finger on that same button. Is it not dimming?
Nope.
It should dim.
Maybe if I hold that button. Maybe if I hold both buttons.
No, you should click it on.
So yours dims, but mine doesn't.
Yeah.
Does? Is it dimming? I don't see it. There it goes. Yeah, it's like half as bright. So.
Yeah. So anyway, the 3-in-1 Energizer with light fusion is $30. And there it is. And on Amazon, I think it's under $25. Oh, yeah, there it is. $24.
Cool. These are great. I like this technology.
Yeah. They're water resistant. You know, their LEDs never burn out. Batteries can last a long time. And, oh, by the way, I was looking on Amazon and someone was saying, my light only stays on for 10 seconds. Why is that? So in little print on the instructions, it will tell you the flashlights are shipped in demo mode.
Oh.
It's so that you can play with them in stores and do the various features, but they don't want you to walk away and leave the flashlight on and then the batteries are dead.
That
for
makes
the next
sense,
So what you do is when you get the flashlight,
Yeah.
It, in the instructions, it says take the batteries out, but it's ridiculous. All you have to do is take off the end cap, which breaks the connection to the batteries, and then put the end cap back on, and demo mode will then be disconnected, and it can go into a regular flashlight.
2427.
Yeah, Energizer LED, and that one's called the 3-in-1 flashlight
and,
with light.
And you're going to want to find something that is 73 cents because they got free shipping on orders over 25 bucks. So buy, I don't know, 73 cent battery.
A gumball.
Gumball.
Gumball. I know.
Do they have gumballs?
I was looking at some eyeglasses, and it was like $79.99 free shipping, $80 and above.
It's interesting how they do that, isn't it? But we're Prime members, so we don't care. Everything is free. We don't care at all.
No.
Buy more stuff.
Exactly. Oh, and speaking of buy more stuff, so you're always asking me, do I still use my Soda Stream?
Yes.
You asked me that last week. Well, not only am I using my Soda Stream, but there is a new one. Mm. And this video will explain it all.
Dickie Bartolo, Man's Man, is trying to end the Giz Whiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. In July and August, there are a lot of trade shows where companies show products they hope will be big at Christmas time for gift giving. And at one of the shows, I saw this, the SodaStream Source Metal Edition. Now, I love SodaStream. I use mine just about every day. But this is the new one. And why look at the box when you can see it, ta-da, in person? So this is the sauce edition. Okay, so now it's metal.
It makes sauce?
It comes with the machine. It comes with one cylinder of gas. These you just exchange. They have deals with like Bed Bath & Beyond and Staples. You bring this back, you leave it, you get a new one for $15. And you can make, I did a score thing when I first bought mine. I think I made 44 1-liter bottles of soda.
$15.
So you get that. You get the new SodaStream bottles with metal accents. The original one came with a Spanish accent. I could not understand that machine, though. So this comes with metal accents. And then you get 6 flavor samples, okay?
How much is that?
So we're going to start. So you fill it with plain water. Cold water is better. So fill it with water. Leave it overnight.
But, Leo, no, this new locking mechanism.
One of the new things is you don't have to. You used to put the bottle in and screw it up. I used to screw it up all the time. So then you put it in like that, and then you just push back, and it's locked in automatically. You can't see them until the LEDs come on. There are drops here, and I like high carbonation. So you push down, and we get one drop. No, more. I need more.
It's going to blow, Captain.
Okay, yeah. I really get into this stuff. Then you bring this up. That will release the carbonation. The brakes are off. Okay, and then you just tilt the bottle forward, and that releases it. No one's screwing. And now you have carbonated water. I'm not going to open the sample kit.
You flavor it afterwards. Like a lot.
I've been drinking this all week. Diet pink grapefruit.
And you put it in the cap.
And they tell you everywhere, warnings everywhere, don't flavor the water before you carbonate it. Okay. So you do it after.
Very important.
Okay, and you just pour it in. So you can vary the amount, the strength you like. This is kind of medium.
I should probably get this.
And then you put it on and you just tilt the bottle.
You don't have the new one,
right? We have one in the studio, the Pixel Core bought one.
That.
I don't drink soda, but...
You don't drink soda?
Get it just for carbonated water.
Soda's so bad for you.
That's what we have it for. We love it.
And you can make tonic water, which I drink a lot when I have carbonated water.
Diet pink grapefruit. Very good. List price, $129.99.
Seems so expensive.
It's going to be selling for $99.99. Walmart, Bed Bath & Beyond, all the big box stores will have that. And this is called... the source, okay, the SodaStream source, and it comes in many colors. And this one, as I said, is all metal. So there you go. Dick DeBartolo, Man's Madness, right, and the Gizwiz here on Twit. Hey, get your soda. Get your cold soda.
Cold,
get your cold
diet,
soda pop.
Pink grapefruit soda. So
no, it's great. Myra, what do you think of the pink grapefruit soda?
I think it's really, really good.
There you go.
Oh, well, I trust Myra.
No, it's really good.
So, you know, like, do you recommend the source, the new one, the metal one, versus the... And how much more is it? If it's going to be $99, isn't that the same price as the old SodaStream?
Yes.
So it's the new version.
It's the new version. Okay. I like the fact that you just stick the bottle in and push on it, and you don't have to screw it in and unscrew it. And I like the fact that the little lights light up to tell you how much carbonation.
Oh, that's new, too. All right. Well, it sounds like if you're going to get one, you should... Now, that's the starter kit source, $99.99.
Yeah, that's what you want, because you get the six flavoring tester, you get the metal accent bottle, you get the cylinder of gas, and you get the unit, and it's metal. And it comes in many different colors. Yeah, Dennis mainly uses his to make tonic water.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to carry bottles back and forth. And here in the city, a liter of soda is $1.29.
Right.
And I make it for about 45 cents.
All in, including the cost of the soda stream and everything.
Yeah, the cartridge and the flavoring.
Yeah. So can you make wine with it? Because I would make wine with it.
Carbonated wine.
Fizzy wine.
So do you have one, Jason?
Yeah, no, we have one. We use it all the time just for bubble water. And then we'll mix it with like cranberry juice and it's perfect.
Bubble water, soda's so bad for you.
Well, not to mention the plastic bottles, right? If you're getting carbonated water
Jason,
and all that.
Don't eat them.
Right, you don't what?
Don't eat them.
No, don't eat them.
Well,
can you make it? They don't have glass bottles on the SodaStream, though. You have to use.
I don't think so.
If you use plastic. But you're not leaving it in the plastic for weeks and months at a time. You're just doing it real quickly, and then you're pouring it into a glass chafing dish, right?
No, I leave it in the container.
Okay.
No chafing involved, Leo.
Yeah.
I used to know. And you know why this is big in New York? Because Mayor Bloomberg said you're not allowed to drink soda. So this people are now, it's like prohibition. You got like a soda speakeasy, right? You have to knock, and the swordfish is the password and the thing. And what do you want? I want soda. Okay. And you slam the door, and I like that, right?
Yeah, but just don't give my address.
Everybody, Dick's running a speakeasy on the Upper West Side.
A soda easy. A salsa easy.
Wasn't that overturned? He said you couldn't have giant bottles of soda.
Yeah, you couldn't have like 20-ounce drinks to take. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
And it's like unconstitutional, right? I mean, that's your God-given right to giant sodas.
Yeah. I mean, it's wasting people's money because then they'll say, all right, well, give me two of the current laws.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, if you've got a man-sized thirst, you need a big
drink. You need a man-sized drink.
That's right. Next thing they know, they'll ban Cinnabon.
Wait a minute. Then I'll be picketing. Trust me on that.
So I don't know. Should I get a soda? Now,
what do you use it for? You know, if you don't drink soda. If you like salsa and tonic water, then get it.
So what do you do with salsa?
I just drink it.
You make a cream soda. You drink seltzer?
No, just plain. Jason, don't you drink?
Can you get a thing that takes
instead
the gas
of drinking
out
regular
of it,
water? You
what
drink
if you bought
water?
Like what if you had a lot of Pellegrino and you just wanted to take the gas out and make it flat? Mm. Do they have a reverse SodaStream?
I'm working on that. I'm working on that.
The Digivina
people are working on that. Yeah.
Oh wait a minute! Lars in Michigan has a good suggestion. Carbonate my scotch.
Oh, I haven't thought about that.
Yeah.
Although if they discourage you from putting the flavoring in before you carbonate, they
scotch.
Probably would want to.
Do they say
do that
don't
either.
Use on scotch?
Specifically.
Not specifically.
It might blow up.
Explode.
I think. Can you go get
but
the
now
picture
he's, now he's going to buy one. Now he's gonna buy one.
I think we need to do a little experiment.
We need a highlight moment from this episode. Let's go get the
just borrow their. They won't mind if you just borrow their SodaStream. I have a little scotch in the other room. We'll just.
Okay.
Make fizzy scotch.
Fizzy scotch. That was going to be my stage name. No, that's you, pal. It is now time to turn. We did little bits.
Little bits.
Energizer, Light Fusion Technology,
and Fizzy,
Soda Stream Source.
Remember Fizzies? Do they still make those? That's what you need. That's a, that was a tablet. You put in a cup of water, turn it into soda. No,
really?
Fizzies.
Oh, I don't remember Fizzies.
You guys had... Oh, come on. There you go. The original Fizzies.
Oh. What about those things, Myra, in the from Economy Candy?
That was a Pixie Sticks.
Oh, those
Pixie
are Pixie
Sticks. That's not the same thing as Fizzies. Similar, okay. Though. Probably the same factory. This is my... That's me in the cowboy hat. This is my era.
Wow.
Woof, the woof, woof.
Watch the magic begin. The second you drop a Fizzy's tablet in,
it's basically Alka-Seltzer with soda.
I was just
going
to say it's flavored Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Which was good.
Fizzy's turned any glass of water into soda for a couple of cents. Right?
Dennis just came down and said you can make spritzes with the wine and the seltzer that you make.
I'll make a spritzer.
A wine spritzer.
A wine spritzer. I just, you know, I know I'm old-fashioned, but I just drink plain water. I like water.
Oh, that's bad.
Doesn't water taste great, though?
Tastes even better with little bubbles in it.
Yeah. And scotch.
What is this, a condom?
No, it's just Alka-Seltzer, George.
Oh, it's an Alka-Seltzer.
You want
bubbles? Yeah, but this has aspirin in it.
No, Alka-Seltzer has aspirin in it?
Yes. What do you think it is? It contains anhydrous citric acid, 1,000 milligrams, 325 milligrams of aspirin, and sodium bicarbonate.
That's you're making me hungry.
Yum, yum, yum.
We just turned this Fizzy's commercial into an Alka-Seltzer commercial. You know.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have put Jeffrey Needles for one last time, because he's soon going back to school, where he's going to have some real tales to tell about life in business.
Yeah, the real world.
The real world. We put him to work building more Lego. And
nice.
We are going to show you the latest. But first, let's show you the time lapse. Should we start with the time lapse?
Yeah, let's do that.
So, Jammer B, once again, John Slanina, Mr. Bacon, we call him, has done another wonderful time lapse. This is Jeff Needles building, what's it called?
The Super
Star Destroyer. Take a look.
He is fast.
Oh, man. He took about 30 seconds.
Wow.
3,000 plus pieces.
Wow. I noticed it's 8 days. Still wearing the same shirt. Oh, finally.
Look at this.
Oh.
That is amazing. Wow.
Wow.
That is amazing. And thanks to our editor, Anthony Nielsen, who turned that into an amazing work of art.
Wow.
A little dubstep boom. Is that on YouTube?
Leo...
YouTube.com/twit? Is that where we... Inside Twit, okay.
Wow.
And this is it. This is the, this was $400.
Oh, my word.
I know. 3,152 pieces. It comes with all of these characters. You get a dank.
You know, is 16 plus, are they saying you should be at least 16 years old?
Oh, yeah, and you should, right, Jeff? Because this is not easy. It comes with a Dengar, an Admiral Plotso, an IG-88. The Bosk, and some guy named
Fred.
Darth Fodder. Darth,
you know,
Father. Darth
watching
Fodder.
Jeff in that speeded up action, he is going to be great in a pizzeria.
You see, I'm telling you, you learn great skills as an intern here
topping.
At Twitch.
Yeah, he could be the topping king.
So for the last time, he's got going back to school for another month, so we might get another thing out of him.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Needles and...
What's the name of it for my website?
10221 Lego Superstar Destroyer. Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. Darth Needles. We're going to recreate episode 4 here. There was the little ship, and then the big ship comes in.
It's following.
Oh, the special effects.
Oh, man, it looks so real.
Oh, my God, it's so real. It's so
real. You're off axis, Jeff.
You give up. Oh, I've been stabbed. All right. There it is. Isn't this beautiful? Look what he did here.
Whoa.
It's gorgeous. And the lid comes right off. And by the way, the light comes on when you take the lid off.
Now you're talking $400. I didn't know the lid came off.
Oh, yeah. Look at, there's a whole control room in here with a little guy in it.
Wow.
You know, it's a trap. And no, that's somewhere else. And then there's the other little characters. Anything else come off? Oh,
no.
Gosh. No, he says.
No, that was not supposed to come
off.
Here's
Darth Vader. For some reason, he's riding, like, on top of it.
I'm the king of the world.
Like Slim Pickens in Doctor Strangelove. And then it has the little ship. So you remember in Episode 4, the very first Star Wars movie, the very first shot has a little ship going, you know, being chased, right? And you see the planet,
yes,
you see the little ship, and then pew, pew, pew. And then this is the great effect that they did. The monster ship then comes in, and you realize how small what it looked like, you know. Here we go. As long as we're going to violate copyright, let's go all the way.
I just wanted it's a trap.
Yes, it's a trap.
Oh, I feel like I'm reliving it again watching that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this is really, really, really. From the bottom, from here?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That's better than lifting it from the stand? Okay. Well, it's pretty heavy. But isn't that beautiful? And, you know, it's actually a very sophisticated model, Jeff tells me. A lot of this stuff is floating. It's not attached. It's just it's an internal skeleton, whatever that means. So that is beautiful.
That's great. Great.
Isn't that gorgeous? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Let me turn around so you can see it from the back, because it's got engines. It's got jet engines. I don't know if can you see it. Yeah, you can kind of. The little red engines on that. It's really neat.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah. So what's your gadget, Leo?
I don't have
one. What did
my
you
gadget,
build?
I didn't build nothing, man. I let Jeff do all the work here. Next week, we're going to do this.
Oh, that's going to even the budget out, right?
Yeah. We spent all the money on the Lego. So next week, it's this.
Is that a hearing aid?
It could be. It looks like it might be a pump for a fish tank. I don't know. It's hard to say, but you'll find out if you
next week
tune in the thrilling, gripping episode 1425 of the Gizwiz.
Our very own What the Heck Is It?
Yeah.
You know, this would be a good time to take a break for an ad after that. That was exhausting.
Exhausting. I have to calm down.
This is so beautiful. You know, all the Star Wars, have you read the Star Wars books, Jeff? Are you that big of a Star Wars fan? You don't read, but you might listen at audible.com, and they have the complete selection of Star Wars books there, beautifully performed. They also have Star Wars performed, the movie performed I think it was NPR that did it, but here's all the Star Wars books. I'll tell you what, you can get one of these for free right now if you go to audible.com. I'm sorry. Yeah, audible.com/gizwiz. Into the Void, Star Wars. From Star Wars, Dawn of the Jedi, Book 1. It's amazing how the Star Wars universe has taken off here. There are, let me see how many Star Wars books. 158 Star Wars books on here. Incredible. The complete collection is here. So let me tell you something. Audible is 100,000 books strong. It is the best audiobook store in the world. They totally have the best readers. You can get the Audible app for your iPhone, your Android device, your Windows phone, which makes it very easy to listen. And they have, when I said best readers, how about Academy Award winner Meryl Streep reading Nora Ephron's Heartburn? How about that, huh? They've got amazing people. I wonder if Meryl's done other books for Audible. Here's the deal. If you go to audible.com/gizwiz, yes, she has. John Cheever. Look at this.
Oh, Altman. Nice.
Robert Altman's oral biography, narrated by Altman, with appearances by Warren Beatty, Cher, Julie Christie, Elliot Gould, Julianne Moore, Paul Newman, Tim Robbins, Martin Scorsese, and Meryl Streep.
I got to add that to my list.
You know what? I'm going to add this to my list. Are you an Audible listener too, Jason?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
I love it too.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Every month I get a new credit, and I can't wait to find a good book to spend it on.
Really great Hollywood stuff on here, and that one I'm definitely going to listen to. But also history, thrillers, mysteries, murder mysteries, biographies. I listen to a lot of biography. I just love biography for some reason. And a Hollywood biography, the best yet. Let me give you a tip. Audible.com/gizwiz. Check it out. Pick a book. You're going to sign up for the Gold Plan. That's the Book a Month plan. Your first month is free. Cancel anytime in the first 30 days. You'll pay nothing, but that book will be yours to keep forever. I don't think you're going to want to cancel. Get the Steve Jobs biography. That's a great one.
Yeah,
Adam Leshinsky, Inside Apple. That's a classic. Just so many good things.
What's this Napster one?
Yeah, it's a great book. One about the history of Napster. All I can say is if you're not an Audible subscriber, you ought to be. Audible.com/gizwiz. Try it free right now.
Yeah, Audible be. No, that didn't work.
What?
You said you ought to be. That would only work if you wrote it down.
Audible be a subscriber.
Sorry.
I don't think that's going to be the next slogan.
That's not terrible. It's not terrible.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I'm a subscriber too. The problem is I listen to it to and from work.
But, which is 30 seconds a day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
really
still on page one of the first book that I bought 2 years ago.
And then he said, but on the way home, I'll find out what he said.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Exactly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think you might want to put on your headphones, jack into your Walkman, listen to a little bit of Audible.com, because right now we're going to take a walk. Could be a pretty long walk if you're starting on the west coast of the United States of America, because we're going all the way to the east coast to a little island extruded out of the state of Maine. It's known as Manhattan. What?
Oh, sorry.
Manhattan, it is home of Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Dick DiBartolo.
Yes, Leo, thank you so much. Well, Dennis and I did run up to the warehouse this morning, but hot as hell in there, and we said, let's just get out of here before we fry. And I came home, and I said to Jason, hey, we got any good videos? And Jason said, we have a really, really neat one.
Yay!
And this is that video of your video.
Well, hi, Dick and Leo. Just wanted to show you a gadget from my warehouse. But first, I wanted to thank you for all the years of the stuff you've done on Twit and Tech TV before that. And really enjoyed it. And wanted to especially thank Leo for introducing me to The Simpsons Tapped Out.
Oh, dear.
I'll get back at you sometime for that. But I wanted to talk about a gadget from my warehouse. And basically, this is the first removable hard drive I ever used. And it's from around 1986, 1987. And it holds 5 megabytes. And here it is.
Whoa!
It's about at least
megabytes.
12 inches
megabytes.
Diameter. It's solid metal. And it's about probably eighth of an inch thick, or a little under an eighth of an inch thick. And this came from a Data General Nova 7 5 megabyte removable disk pack. And it was partnered with a 5 megabyte fixed disk. And you basically pulled it out like a washing machine and dropped it in. It has the hub intact on it, which is unusual for some of these things. Had it as a clock for a while, but it kind of got dropped and fell apart.
I like
the disc survived. I've always been tempted to have it in my office at work, but people liked it so much I thought it might get stolen. But anyway, it's just an example of how big our discs used to be and how little they actually held. Probably weighs about maybe 2 or 3 pounds. And you don't want to drop it on your foot because you will hurt it. I think right now it needs to be cleaned a little bit, maybe a little coat of wax put on there, and maybe I'll make a clock out of it again.
Wax it. That's a good idea.
It's always a conversation piece, and people look at it like, what in the world is that?
Hard drive.
And I tell them, well, it's a disk. And they said, oh, it must hold a lot of data. And I say, no, 5 megabytes. That's about it. Looks like it could be a dangerous weapon, too, if it was spinning fast enough. But so that's my gadget from the Gadget Warehouse today, and I'm sure you'll have some interesting commentary on it. So look forward to more GizWiz, and I'll be here. Bye.
Thanks.
That was Doug Ferguson. Wow. And Doug, that was 5 megabytes. That is just unbelievable. And you know, we're almost running out of GizWiz videos or videos for the GizWiz. So we're looking for more. We're looking for I bought a piece of crap. I invented this. My Gadget Warehouse, that's very popular. We love those where, like Doug, you find something that for some reason you can't part with, or even my favorite gadget of all time. Just make a little 2 to 3 minute YouTube video, post it, and send us the link. Jason will get it. It's GizWiz at twit.tv. And something new, we've been doing it for about 6 or 7 weeks now. If we show your video, you get a piece of crap.
What?
Yeah. I assume that no one is going to get the Super Star War Destroyer.
Nah, I think that one's going home with Jeff.
Yeah.
But we do need videos, so get out your cam. And remember, production value is non-existent. You've seen the stuff we do. But we'd love to hear from you. Do it. And post it and send it to send the link GizWiz at twit.tv.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I think we've got a letter to the editor. Fly home, Jeff. You're going to ship this? Will you dismantle it and all? Or you're just going to put it in a box and hope you get more than a few pieces in the end? Pack it in peanuts? You think it'll survive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Why not pop it in popcorn? You have so much.
We got a few little popcorn. Yeah. Thanks to folks at Cornology, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah,
the popcorn arrived. Carefully packed in popcorn, which was interesting, but not a single kernel broke, so that's good news.
Good.
What is our letter?
Our letter comes from David Morande, who says, guys, check out this cell phone charger. Jason's going to put the link up here. This is the PowerPot 5 thermoelectric generator camping pot. By PowerPot.
That actually, Jeff says, we were about to order that. So there you
go. You guys have got to review this one. You guys are great. You do a great job. So this is a camping pot, and the heat of you cooking is to generate enough power to charge your phone?
So the phone gets charged by the fire while you're making spaghetti.
Okay. It's $149. Isn't it easy to go to Anchor and just buy like 100 spare batteries?
But you'd have to plug that in. What if you're out in the woods and all you can do is build a fire?
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
A fire is a lot of energy, but how do you convert the energy from a campfire into a way to charge your phone?
Well, I would just get the PowerPot 5 thermoelectric generating
exactly
camping.
Right.
Stove.
We don't know how that works. Does it have a little turbine in there? Or? I don't know.
No, we don't either. That's why David wanted us to do it because he doesn't know.
We should
either.
Buy $150. We should buy it before he does. I agree.
Oh yeah, what are you kidding? You think we spend money on silly things? Not on this show.
No, everything we spend. Oh, okay.
Be careful.
Yeah. I'm not worried about breaking it. I'm worried about Jeff breaking me.
I was just going to say, Jeff is probably under the table.
Yeah.
With a.
Yeah, he's got a hammer in his hand. I don't. So, okay. Well, that's on our list. We have many things on the list. I'm not promising that'll be the next thing.
No, the next
thing
is
building
that plastic bag.
A campfire might be a little tricky here in the studio.
But not impossible.
Nothing's impossible at all.
You know what? Plastic burns really good. If we had like a big model kind of thing that we could just break up and throw in a pot.
Yeah, but we're going to need a lot of pieces.
And it's got lots of little air gaps, so there'd be plenty of oxygen for the fire.
Yeah, and glue is a great accelerant.
Do you have some matches?
Yeah. Anybody? Well, we need the pot first.
Oh, well, let's get the pot, then we'll burn it.
Yeah, get the pot first.
Okay. This is our campfire right here. Dick, we thank you, Jeff Needles, for building this amazing star thing.
By the way, do we want to see a little bit of what we could have done on today's show?
Sure.
Because we have both the Star Destroyer as well as the Lego Death Star.
Okay. These guys make me angry.
Concentrate all fire on the Super Star Destroyer.
There you go. They have
more
both. They built both. Watch this.
More power to the Force shield.
This is terrible.
Too late.
This should be banned. No! They think that's funny. That's not funny.
Oh,
man. That is not funny.
And the Death Star is $400.
That's $800 worth of Lego.
And, I mean, they're never going to put that back together again.
No, you know why? The pieces are mushed together.
Exactly.
You now have 8,000 pieces in a blob. Yeah. And you don't know which belongs to which.
See, Jeff, aren't you glad you picked this show to come on and not that
not
one?
Not that show.
Not that.
What is the name of that show? Yeah, I'd be doing that too.
Tested, I believe.
Tested. Is that a Revision 3 product? I believe it is.
Wow.
I believe it is.
Oh, wow.
Shameful. What some people will do for ratings.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we don't care. Not us.
No.
Nope.
Rating schmatings.
Hey, Dickie
D. What the heck is it?
Yeah. We're going to see you back here Saturday for the Giz Fizz. But this week,
we're skipping it.
We're going to skip it because I'm doing a triangulation after the radio show.
Right. I'll be on the radio show, but there's no Giz.
You'll do the radio show. You don't want to stick around an extra hour afterwards and do the Giz Fizz?
Oh.
You could if you wanted to.
Yeah. Well, let me think
about
it.
If it's hot, go to bed.
Exactly. And don't forget the what the heck is it?
Oh, gizwiz.biz. That's the place. There's all the show notes there for all the weird gadgets. But also, if you click the what the heck is it, then you can figure out what these things are. 12 Mad Magazines for the right answer. Autographed by our buddy here, Dick D. Bartolo. 24 sir. For the wrong answer.
Yes, sir.
And you'll be playing for what, the September...
You'll be playing for the October issue.
October issue of Mad Magazine. So you have now through the end of August to play the game.
You are correct, sir.
Dickie D, you're the best. Thank you so much. Stay cool in that hot New York summertime.
You too, pal.
See you right here next Tuesday about the 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern time, maybe 2100 UTC, 2200
well, time. Right.
2 p.m.
2 p.m. your time, 5 p.m. my time.
Well, Jeff, just remind me, okay? I'll be here.
Whatever it is, I'll be here.